Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the stories we are publishing this week. Social media became more interesting this week when outspoken billionaire and free speech advocate Elon Musk bought Twitter for 695 billion rand after contentious negotiations, thereby transforming the tech giant into a private company. Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated, Musk said in a statement included in the press release announcing the deal. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it, he said. Early reaction to the deal has been predictable, with leftist outrage and thumbs-ups from conservative voices. Twitter has been accused of censoring Christian and conservative views which challenge leftist ideology and narratives. It has permanently banned a number of people over their views, most famously former US President Donald Trump. Musk, the South African-born richest man in the world and CEO of Tesla, is regarded as neither left or right-wing, but a libertarian free speech absolutist. According to media reports, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has hinted that President Joe Biden will go after Twitter because of his concerns about the power of social media platforms. The irony of this news is that Biden's presidential campaign benefited significantly as a result of Twitter and other big tech and mainstream media blocking news and views unfavorable to him. In other news this week, we are reporting on latest developments around the draft health regulations which the government wants to introduce in place of the recently lifted national state of emergency. At the time of recording this news update yesterday, the High Court in Cape Town was about to start hearing an application by non-profit company Action for Freedom, which is challenging the time period that the Minister of Health gave the public to respond to the proposed amendments to the regulations. Action for Freedom says both the initial 30-day period and the extra 10 days granted fall short of the minimum of 90 days guaranteed by the Health Act and the Constitution. In an op-ed article published on Monday, Executive Director of Freedom of Religion South Africa, Michael Swain, writes, "The deadline for submitting comments on the draft health regulations ended at midnight on Sunday, the 24th of April. But grave concerns about their application and future implementation remain." He notes that on the Dear South Africa platform alone, more than 283,000 individual submissions were registered, the vast majority of which oppose the anti-democratic principle that a single minister should be allowed to wield unaccountable power with the potential to impact the lives of every person living in South Africa and even those people visiting the country. There can be no doubt that when submissions from all sources are tallied, it will be a record public response to proposed legislation. What is also evident is that if the public response is instrumental in stopping the draconian measures, it will be largely thanks to Christian citizens who responded to calls from church leaders to speak up against an unprecedented threat to constitutional freedoms. In his opinion article, Swain writes, "Why have these draft health regulations received little attention from the media or interest from the public? One answer is because the implications of these draft health regulations have not been properly communicated, let alone analyzed. Another is because the minister has given too little time for comment. Perhaps another more chilling reason is because many people are so punch drunk with their lives being upended and tossed around at someone else's will and whim that they have lapsed into a state of docile complacency and unquestioning compliance. You can read these and other stories on our website gatewaynews.co.za, or you can get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.